That's going to do it for me here on the WCHL Evening News and the Aaron Keck Show. We're going to send you now to the Healthiest You Challenge at the UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont from now till 7 o'clock. Find out who wins. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is 97.9 The Hill.
My station.
WCHL, where Chapel Hill listens.
Yeah, let's do it.
WCHL and Chapelboro.com welcomes you to the 2017 Healthiest You Challenge Finale presented by UNC Healthcare. Our annual challenge involves 64 members of our community working with their teams and their coaches to achieve their health and wellness goals. They had the opportunity to take advantage of the vast array of services offered by the UNC Wellness Centers. And tonight we check back in with the teams and their coaches after 8 weeks of the challenge. Get ready to congratulate the UNC Healthcare team, the UNC Wellness Centers team, the Aesthetics Solutions team, the Better Image Printing team, the Chapel Hill Gymnastics team, the Durham Orange County Medical Society team, the I-9 Sports team, and the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department team. Coming to you live from the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont, here's our host, Ron Stutz.
Individual winners as well as our team winner. First, we want to thank our team sponsors, UNC Healthcare. UNC Wellness Centers. A Better Image Printing. Aesthetic Solutions. Chapel Hill Gymnastics. Durham Orange County Medical Society. I-9 Sports. And the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department. Definitely the loudest. Now I have some amazing news to tell you, all of you folks, and also everybody out in Radio Land. This is amazing. Over the last 8 weeks, this group has lost. Are you ready? Could we have a drum roll, Jamie? Good. All right. This group has lost 226.3 pounds. And 116.75 inches. In addition, for this group during the last 8 weeks, systolic blood pressure went down 194 points. And diastolic blood pressure went down 154 points. All of these things were part of an elaborate point system designed by the UNC Wellness Center to help participants try new things and form new habits that would help them be healthier now and in the future. So they got points for things like losing inches and pounds and things like attending nutrition workshops, trying a Zumba class, or the climbing wall. I understand that some of you got addicted to the climbing wall. Altogether, this year's participants earned a total of... $13,302.84. And I know, folks listening out there on the radio, that probably doesn't mean much to them, but we'll explain that as we go along. Later tonight, we'll tell you which two individuals earned the most points and which team earned the most points and declare them the 2017 Healthiest You Challenge winners. At the helm of all this, for the past 6 years, is Jamie McGee, Health Education Director for UNC Wellness Centers. Jamie, here's your microphone. Say what you want to say.
Well, hello there. How's everybody feeling tonight? You should be feeling proud, strong, confident, and most of all, well. Healthier. Happier. I know it was a long journey, but it was also a short journey. We talked about that on the front end of this. And I am just so happy. Overjoyed, really overwhelmed with the changes that we all got to see over the course of this time together. I had a lot of interaction, both in person and over email, with many of you about things that you were going through, things that you decided to take on yourself, goals that you set forth, even though it was challenging and tough, or you had a tough week, or you had a car accident, or somebody in your family fell ill, or multiple people in your family fell ill. And I am just so really emotional about how you kept on, how you kept going forward, even if it was a tough week, work week, family week, life week. And the part that I didn't really get to tell you about this journey together is that this is our life. And we get to, every day, decide when we wake up to come over here to UNC Wellness Centers, to make a change in our breakfast plan, to pack our lunches for our long 8 or 12-hour work shift, depending upon where we get to work. And we get to make those choices. And the hard part is we have to make those choices, and sometimes not just for ourselves, but for our families. Somebody might be caregiving that's older, somebody that we might be caregiving that's younger, multiple generations that we may be caring for. And as caregivers of UNC Healthcare, I know many of you work for UNC Healthcare, the School of Medicine, you're caregiving for others in our healthcare system. So the first person I'd like to thank is all of you for returning, for trying the different clinics and group exercise classes, the climbing wall, the bouldering wall, for meeting up with your coaches week to week, sometimes multiple times in the week. Thank you to coaches who were a really big part of this change. Thank you. Thank you to Liz and to Susan for leading us in our educational programs, and Gabe Weichel, who led us, first started us off with Fitness 101, who set the path for us to do things the right way, the best way for us, the best way for our work lives and family lives, to try to work around things that were always stumbling blocks. So thank you. Each and every one of you did some small, and many of you did large, different changes in your life that took a lot of courage, that took a lot of endurance and perseverance. And I don't really get to define all of that at the front end of this challenge. I talk about how it is a challenge, but I don't share all the adjectives that go along with the word challenge. And you all have lived this, and you get to do it some more with us at UNC Wellness Centers, as we have extended our memberships for you through June 9th. So we're happy to have you continue with us, continue taking exercise classes, getting on our treadmills, ellipticals, climbing the wall, trying new things, getting in the water, utilizing the turf field. Keep on moving. Keep on pushing yourselves. And I know it will continue to be a challenge. The challenge doesn't stop. But every day we get to make that choice. Some of you made choices you never even thought you were going to make. Reaching out to me if you were at an offsite facility, one of our UNC Healthcare facilities, to figure out, I learned something new. We have a facility out in the, tell me again, Anna, Hendersonville. It's not quite UNC Wellness Center size, but you know what? They got what you need, and they have people. They have people that care, and they welcomed Anna into their facility. And it was a wonderful thing that we connected and they got connected. And she was able to do her activities while she was working for UNC Healthcare to be well. So thank you, everybody. Perfectly said, Miss Vivian. So I get to, this evening, tell you all who are second-placed winners are. Wait for it. Brrr. Give me some, yeah, drum roll. Our second place female winner from the Durham Orange County Medical Society team with 399.7 points, Silva Stump. Come on up, Silva. Come on up, Silva. This is radio. I got to keep going. Thank you so much. She worked really hard, people. Really hard. All right. And our second place male winner from the town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation team with 218 points, Terry Hartman!
Everybody, let's have a grand applause for Jamie McGee. This is the WCHL ChapelBro.com Health Issue Challenge for 2017. We've done this for a long time. This year's is the absolute best. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back here at UNC Wellness Centers in Chapel Hill and tell you more about who our team winner is and our individual winners. That's all coming up. Everybody, make some noise. We're coming right back.
This is Jason Dell of Bold Construction, and I'll be the first to admit that building a custom home requires a lot of time, energy, and patience. Bold Construction focuses not only on the final product, your custom home, but equally on the construction process to make it a smooth experience for you. From the first selection you make with our interior designer, Anna, to the final positioning of that barn door you've always wanted, Bold Construction is there, taking your vision and making it your home. You can find us online at buildboldnc.com. Build with passion. Build bold.
Make it a resolution this year to clean out, get organized, and support a great mission. Donate your new or gently used furniture, appliances, and home goods to the Habitat for Humanity Restore. All tax-deductible drop-offs can be made at the Restore, and by supporting them, you help make home ownership a reality for families in Durham and Orange counties. Visit RestoreDurhamOrange.org/donate to learn more. Habitat for Humanity Restore off 15501. Make donating a habit.
Ready for a new look? Listen to Music and More with me, Nikki Morse, every Monday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for Makeover Monday and hear the latest hair and makeup tips and trends brought to you by Urban Fringe Salon on Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Follow Urban Fringe Salon Chapel Hill on Instagram and now on Snapchat. Go to chapelboro.com/makeovermonday to view photos and discover even more makeover tips. Plus, you can nominate yourself or a friend to win a gift card from Urban Fringe Salon.
At UNC Family Medicine, we've reimagined the patient experience and developed groundbreaking approaches to providing care to our patients. No matter what stage of life you find yourself in, a young family building a future together, or a senior looking forward to retirement, we're there for you and your loved ones. It's exceptional care for the course of your life. To schedule an appointment, visit us online at uncfamilymedicine.org.
Whether you're involved in an accident or just need a small dent repaired, no one wants to face the inconvenience of being without a vehicle. At Elite Auto Body, they understand this issue and want you to get through it as painlessly as possible. Elite Auto Body is able to work with all insurance companies, offers you a lifetime national warranty on repairs, and even has free loaner cars while you're waiting on your own to be fixed. Check out EliteAutoBody.net for more information. Elite Auto Body in Chapel Hill on Old Greensboro Road, the most relaxed experience you'll ever have getting your car repaired.
When the Tar Heels take the court, Coach Williams knows that their game day success depends on planning, preparation, and teamwork. At Bold Construction, we take the same approach when it comes to building your custom home. Our team works with you to plan every detail, so it's not just beautiful, it's the exact custom home of your dreams. Our team focuses on delivering an exceptional building experience. Just like in basketball, when you focus on the end result, you win the game. At Bold Construction, we win by having happy clients. Visit us online at buildboldnc.com. Build with passion. Build bold.
You're listening to the 2017 Healthiest You Challenge Finale Show live at the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Here's your host, Ron Stutz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at the UNC Wellness Centers. Woo! We have had so much fun here already, and we got a few more minutes to go. We have some more exciting announcements to make for you tonight, and we are going to interview some of these folks about their experience. Hold on a second. Later tonight, we'll tell you which two individuals earned the most points and which team earned the most points and declare them the 2017 Healthiest You Challenge winners. At the helm of all this for the past 6 years, Jamie McGee, Health Education Director for UNC Wellness Centers. You don't have to talk again. I have papers stuck together. Can you? Okay. All right. And we're here with our eight teams that have worked hard over the last 8 weeks and are ready to hear which individuals have earned the most points and which team has earned the most points. Was it the UNC Healthcare team? You guys are loud. I'll give you that. Was it the UNC Wellness Centers team? Was it the Better Image printing team? Was it the Aesthetic Solutions team? The Chapel Hill team? The Durham Orange County Medical Society team? The I-9 sports team? Or the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department team? Okay, Jamie, you do need to talk again because we need you to announce the first place winners, male and female. You ready for this? Everybody ready for this?
Drum roll! From the Chapel Hill Gymnastics team with 401.3 points, our top male winner, John Tulo! Congratulations, John. And from the UNC Wellness Center's team with 413.04 points, Sheila Thompson!
John and Sheila, would you both come up here? John, tell me something, man. What inspired you to do the Healthiest You Challenge?
I wanted to get in better shape for some of the other activities I do on the side. And losing weight and getting stronger was what I wanted to do. And
what was the most fun about what you did during the last several weeks?
I had to do activities that were sort of out of the comfort zone, you know, swimming laps for a half hour, climbing a 40-foot wall, jumping rope, my worst activity.
But I bet you made some new friends, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Our team got really close, and several of us are here every couple times a week at 6 in the morning to do spin classes.
Wow. And tell me about the spin classes. Do you enjoy those?
Yeah, they're fun. We couldn't do it at home. You know, you got to be in a group environment, I think.
I bet it was something you'd never done before.
Yeah, it was the first time I'd done spin classes. I do a lot of biking, but I've never done spin classes.
Well, very cool. Congratulations on being the top male. And Sheila, tell me about what made you decide to participate in the UNC Wellness Center's Healthiest You Challenge, WCHL in Chapelboro. What got you inspired?
I just got tired of living life being fat and unhealthy and looking at myself in the mirror and thinking I'm gross and not worthy. So here I am. And I'm, yeah.
Well, you're not gross. And... And you're not unworthy either. But congratulations. What did you enjoy most about this?
I think the biggest thing is finding out who I am and how strong I actually can be. Yep. And what I can do when I don't give up.
And I can tell... I can tell just by the reaction of the other folks here tonight that you have made a lot of friends during this, too.
I have. My new bestie, Kelly.
Well, congratulations. Way to go. All right. I'm glad you did this. All right. Wow. Well, yeah, that's what it's all about, folks. I mean, Sheila has not only, she may have lost weight or whatever, but she has changed her life. Really. So you've changed the way you're going to live, and that is really, really cool. Well, it is time to take another quick break, and we're going to come back and wrap all this up here at the UNC Wellness Centers. I'm Ron Stutz, and this is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com. This is our Healthiest You Challenge for 2017. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Jennifer Thomason. Join Meals on Wheels in the fight against hunger by supporting the 4th annual Dining for Dollars on May 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Hickory Tavern in Carrboro. It is dinner and an auction with all proceeds supporting Chapel Hill Carrboro Meals on Wheels and its 14 routes serving homebound seniors. Some of our great auction items include UNC vs. Duke football tickets, a dinner for 10 at Pazzo Restaurant, and a free week at Topsail Beach. Tickets are on sale now at chcmow.org. We're so excited to see you at Hickory Tavern on May 24th.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance from Jeff Rubish. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what. Visit High & Rubish Insurance Agency in Chapel Hill today at highandrubish.com.
Here's Michelle Sims of Terramore Homes.
Your home is where you create memories. It's where you live your life. The woman's touch makes the biggest difference in Terramore Homes.
She's one of the owners of Terramore Homes. She's a mother, a wife, and she thinks about the way you live in your home every day.
When it comes to planning, designing, and building your dream home, our local team brings the experience, the knowledge, and the passion to create your dream. It's all about you. You want a great location. You want a great community. You want to know that we care as much as you care. You want to know you can trust your builder team. You want to have the confidence that this will be a great experience. And you know what? We want what you want. The Terramore you experience is simple, obvious, and exactly as it should be. A home built for you. Come see how all the little touches make the biggest difference by choosing a builder who understands that it's about you. To learn more about the you experience, visit homeswithatouch.com.
Money, money, money. That's what real estate's all about. Real estate is an asset class, just like a stock, a bond, and a mutual fund, except it's an asset class that you can live in. Call us at Domicile Realty. We're the experienced people, the professionals, who understand all the financial decisions and are great negotiators. You can reach us at 919-883-5500. Call me, Jill Ehrenfeld, or any of the experienced realtors who work for Domicile Realty.
You're listening to the 2017 Healthiest You Challenge Finale Show live at the UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Here's your host, Ron Stutz.
We're back now at the UNC Wellness Centers. This is WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge. Everybody look alive. Come on. We're just about to wrap this thing up here tonight. Welcome back, everybody, and thanks to UNC Healthcare. Tom Maltese is here, and he's going to say a few words about UNC Healthcare and about participating in the Healthiest You Challenge. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you very much for just giving me a second here to congratulate everyone on all their hard work. And I was just telling Sheila, that was the best thing for me over the past year, because usually I work in public affairs where you're always staging photo ops and you're always trying to create a moment. And now I happen to be standing right behind you, and I got video of your reaction, and that was just wonderful. It was very touching, and I'm just going to share it with a few thousand of our closest friends. So it's okay. It's okay. You know, I'll get you to sign something later. But I want to just thank you all so much for being a part of this wonderful program and for putting in all this work. And you can see just how much people really enjoy it. And we just love being able to support it. So thank you again. Give yourselves a round of applause. And to Jamie and the staff, they do a fantastic job. It could not do it without them. And just wanted to thank them. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Tom. Good job. And thanks to UNC Healthcare for its participation in this, of course. Want to thank UNC Wellness Centers, and we're going to bring back Jamie one more time. She's going to talk about some interesting things for you, for all participants, and then she's going to announce the overall team winner, which everybody is waiting to hear. So, Jamie, take it away.
The interesting things that I'm going to talk about are really just to echo something that Ron said a minute ago about the lifetime of change that we have all started to see individually and amongst our teammates and amongst this room full of healthier people, and Sheila's response and many others that have been able to share this stage with us for the last 6 years have had the same level of awareness and change and, you know, negative thoughts and negative feelings and coming through that. You know, I tried to say that a second ago, but coming through that and still coming back, even on the hardest days, even if you're tired or it hasn't been the best day at the office or in your workplaces, returning. Or, I mean, I said this before, if you have a sick family member or, you know, you get in an accident that really derails your not just your week, your car, Your car was totaled. I mean, how do you come back from something like that? And, you know, my husband knows that my medicine is exercise. And he'll see the signs and symptoms of my imbalances, and he'll say, have you worked out lately? You need to go and do that. So in our household, it's our medicine. It's a part of our regular routine and our the medicine we allow each other to do. So it's also having the capacity to have support network for your teammates, the challengers that you also got to meet throughout this period of time we got together. So, you know, support, that's really important as well. Well, without further ado, I would like to announce our overall team winner of the 2017 WCHL Healthiest You Challenge with 2,268.9 points. The winning team is the I-9 Sports Team.
I-9 Sports, congratulations, all of you. Can I get one of the coaches up here to talk about this? How about you? Come on. Come on up here. Tell me about this team. Why were they so great?
They were just easy to work with. They were texting us, emailing us with, you know, workout tonight, what time, what facility. They were just a good group, came, worked hard. Didn't have to really make them do anything. they were easy. but they all had great attitudes, and they were a real joy to work with. So.
Well, there you have it. You guys won because you're easy. Okay? So congratulations to I-9 Sports. Congratulations to all of you. And thanks to everybody. Thanks to Jamie McGee. Thank you to Susan Chesser. Thank you to Liz Watt and everybody else here at UNC Wellness Centers. Thank you, UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, for running the show and being team sponsors. And thank you to our team sponsors out there. We couldn't do it without them. A Better Image Printing, Aesthetic Solutions, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Durham Orange County Medical Society, I-9 Sports, and the town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department. And thanks to the WCHL community crew for being here tonight. Taylor Renault, Bruce Rosenblum, Lauren Colatuno, Kenny Dyke, Nikki Morse, Aubrey Williams, Jada Durillo, back at the studio, WCHL's own Aaron Keck. Did I leave out anybody who works for the radio station or chapelboro.com? I hope not. I don't think so. Nikki Morse. Nikki's over here, too. Yeah. All right. And back at the studio, as I said, the inimitable Aaron Keck. There's only one like him in the world. And he is hosting what we're doing here tonight, making it all sound good on the radio. So thanks, everybody. I'm Ron Stutz, and we'll see you on the radio tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. I want all of you to be up at 6 a.m. This is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and streaming live on chapelboro.com. And also, we want to thank the photo booth we have over here, TapSnap. Thanks for them for being here and providing us with some wonderful photographs. And it's really cool what you guys do. TapSnap. Everybody remembers that. So, goodbye from the UNC Wellness Centers. Have a great night, everybody, and drive carefully on your way home.